Coming up next, another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president, Local 237. With us, very special guest is Sean McManus. Sean McManus is the founder and president of the Capitol Hill-based Irish National Caucus. He was born in an Irish parish significantly divided by the British. He was exiled from Britain to the U.S. because he refused to be silent about the injustices in Northern Ireland. Britain's nemesis in America, one of the Caucus's signature initiatives is the McBride Principles, which is called on U.S. companies investing in Northern Ireland to operate fair employment practices. Selected chief judge of the World Peace Prize, headquartered in Seoul, Korea. McManus has included the leaders of the American labor leader movement in the category of those who should be considered for the World Peace Prize. The late Richard Trumka, president of the AFL-CIO, helped to establish the World Peace Prize within the AFL-CIO. Chief Judge, World Peace Prize founder, Sean McManus, welcome to Reaching Out, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be on your show.
So tell us about the two organizations you head up, the Irish National Caucus and the World Peace Prize.
Well, I came to America in 1972, October 72, at the height of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. We call them the Troubles, an understatement, but that's how it's known back there. And any chance, of course, I got to go into Washington to speak to members of Congress, I did. And I was amazed as I walked through the halls of Congress, I ran into all sorts of lobbies, every conceivable lobby, except that of one of the largest communities in the whole of America, the Irish American community. And I was astonished and amazed. And I knew something had to be done to change that. I tried to get a number of people to do it, but it never worked out. And you know what the old saying is? If you see something has to be done, do it yourself. Otherwise, it's not going to be done. I'm sure that's your own experience in the labor movement or with labor issues. Someone has to do it. So we founded the Irish National Caucus to be a voice in the US Congress to apply American standards that are supposed to be in American foreign policy: non-discrimination, national self-determination, respect for human rights, all the obvious ones. And we never ask Congress to do anything which they are not already supposed to be doing anyway in foreign policy. But because England was in charge of Northern Ireland, the historic policy, unfortunately, had been America has to stay out of Northern Ireland because that's British territory. And I had a saying for years, which I still use occasionally, that, you know, if Ireland had been famous for huge oil fields, American policy would have been quite different. If the Soviet Union had been doing for almost a thousand years, what England had been doing in Ireland, America would have been very much involved. But because England, a close ally, was involved, it was hands off until, thank God, and God bless him, until Bill Clinton came along, and that changed everything. So we have been doing that for many years now. And in 2013, because of our work in justice and peace for Ireland, the World Peace Prize in Seoul, as you mentioned, contacted us and actually pleaded for help and pleaded for us to become involved. And I was happy to do it. So my colleague Barbara and I, Barbara Flaherty, have been involved in promoting the World Peace Prize. And our signature change here, and I think we're the first World Peace Prize that has ever done this, is that, look, we ought to be focusing on a major, major force for world peace and national peace, the American labor movement. Because if you look at history, and apart from individual civil rights groups and maybe church groups, what group on a massive organized level has been working for years, since the late 1800s, for justice and peace, because they're working for justice for ordinary men and women, the people who are building and keeping the country going? It's the labor movement. So we approached our dear friend, the late President Trumka, with this concept, and he leaped at it. He jumped at it. He loved the idea. And he has famously said that he was so grateful for linking organized labor, not just to the struggle for justice, but to the struggle for peace nationally, locally, globally. And he was a most enthusiastic man about all of this, because he realized the power and significance of it, because he knew, and I'm sure this has been your experience, Gregory, especially it applies to the older labor movement that I knew very well at the beginning, you know, about 50 years ago. All of those older guys and women had a sense of calling, that it wasn't just, not just a job, but it was actual a calling. They felt a compulsion to do something to help their neighbor. And a good way of looking at organized labor is it's organized love of neighbor. It's doing justice for your neighbor. So Trumka saw the strength of this, and he loved it. And as you know, Martin Luther King Jr. taught us justice is the foundation of peace. Pope John Paul upped the ante a little bit and said, peace is the fruit of solidarity. So here you have two famous religious leaders, all emphasizing what all organized religion is supposed to believe anywhere, that justice is an essential part of faith. If you have faith in God, then you must accept doing justice. They're inseparable. The first and the second commandment is the same commandment. It's easy for anyone to say, I love God. Yeah, but are you prepared to spend your life building up justice on planet Earth, building up the beloved community in solidarity, equality, and justice? That is and always has been the call of labor. And I feel that now it's more appropriate and maybe more needed than ever, because we all know the anti-labor attitude of some people. We know the ugly attitude that's developing towards immigrants. And all of us were immigrants at some stage. The blacks came in chains, the Irish came in coffin ships, the Jews came fleeing persecution in Russia and all over the place. But these are the people who went on to build the labor movement. So I think it's a wonderful calling. I see our work right now as a specific calling to, if you wish, preach the word of the social gospel And there is no gospel if it's not social. And the other thing which we preach very strongly is that the power of justice is this, that all people of faith know they must do justice on this earth, build up an equal society. And people without faith, and there are many very good people without faith, people without faith also can agree in principle with that, that justice is the necessary foundation of a civilized society. So the preaching of justice and the doing of justice unites people of faith and people of no faith, but who have goodwill. So it's a very powerful concept. And of course, it fits right into our entire view of Ireland, because however one judges a situation in any part of the world, we all know that while there may be many differences, different heritage, different all sorts of size and everything different, no two situations exactly the same, but we all know that deep down the root problem is one thing: injustice inflicted externally and sometimes internally. So there is no escaping that the call today for all people of faith and people of goodwill is, we must, as Martin Luther King preached, build up the beloved community in solidarity, inequality, and injustice.
You're listening to Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, President Local 237. Our very special guest, Sean McManus, the founder and president of the World Peace Organization and also Irish National Caucus. So tell us about your World Peace Organization and what that entails.
Yes. It was started by a wonderful man, a Presbyterian minister in Seoul. God rest him, he is now dead in the past couple of years. And his vision was very basic and very simple, starting from, so to speak, the ground up to build up peace. He organized a representative group of all the 9 major religious groups in the world. We all know who they are. And his idea was to get a judge from each group to form an awarding council that would choose people, appropriate people, anywhere in the world, and honor them because of their work for justice. That attracted our attention very strongly, because too often, you know, the peace and peace prizes are associated with the very famous big presidents, you know, huge internationally renowned names who may have only been involved for like 6 months in a particular thing, and they get the World Peace Prize. Now, I'm not disparaging that. There's room for that. That has real value. But what about the people who spend their lives working for justice and peace? Their entire lives, from beginning to end. What about those people? And that was what powerfully attracted me, and as I indicated, powerfully attracted President Trumka. So we focused on the labor movement, and we focused on quite a number by now. And President Trumka, one of the insights he had was said to me, "Sean, you know, there's no point in making the presentation once a year." He said, and we both laughed at this. He said, "Because at our age, his and mine, you know, we'll never get the job done." And we both laughed. Now it's a bit sad to me, because little did I realize that he'd be dead before I would be dead, you know. So, but he had a very important point. He said, "Look, the organized labor is so massive And there's so many people should be recognized that it'll take a long, long time. So you have to keep pushing ahead and get to know all the labor leaders. And I knew most of them anyway. And he enthusiastically put me in touch with a lot of labor people. And in fact, this is how your name first came to my attention in a discussion about a year ago with President Trumka. He was talking about the groups that were not technically affiliated with the AFL-CIO, and he always had a kind word to say about all of them. So your name came up in that context, and I ended up contacting you. And I guess it's a proper place right now to announce that when we can set a date soon, your good self, Gregory Floyd, the president of Local 237, will receive the World Peace Prize of Roving Ambassador for Peace as soon as your schedule allows and our schedule permits. But hope, please God, it'll be very soon. And we were delighted that one of the first actions, the newly sworn in new president of the Teamsters, Sean O'Brien. Sounds a bit Irish, doesn't it? He announced within a few days that he was delighted that you were chosen, and he praised you highly. And that made us all feel very good, because it was very reminiscent of what President Trumka did to help us to establish the peace movement or the World Peace Prize within the AFL-CIO. Sean O'Brien has done the same thing with the Teamsters. And that's how this movement will keep growing and growing and growing. So we're honored to honor you, Gregory, and we congratulate you.
I humbly accept, and I am proud, honored to receive such a prestigious award. Never in my life did I ever consider myself for any award this magnitude. And I thank you and your board and your committee, and in the remembrance of our dear departed brother, Richard Trumka, who I met back in, I believe it was 2001. I'm sorry that he's not here to share in this moment, but he's looking down on us in heaven. And he was a very, very, very good man. And he is missed. So I'm just saying, wow. I mean, you've overwhelmed me with this honor. So I know we're going to receive this award, and we're going to go to Washington, D.C. to have this award at the International, and I'll make an announcement before we leave, and maybe we can get excerpts of that award on an upcoming show, and that would be good. We'll have Sean O'Brien say a few words, and we'll try to get the excerpts on the upcoming show for our listeners. So we have a few more minutes. Is there anything that you want to get out to our audience? Anything that people that may want to get involved with your organization, how they can help, what they can do to assist you in your mission?
Well, we want all good labor people to spread the word. We have two websites, irishnationalcaucus.org, worldpeaceprizewashington.org. It gives a lot of good information about the background to the both organizations. But the World Peace Prize, I feel, and you know, it's relatively new from our point of view since the past few years, I think it has powerful potential. But you see, we know that we can't spread the word really ourselves. And that's why we select ambassadors to do the work for us, not in the sense of extra work and no fundraising is involved, nothing, no obligation, nothing like that. But it's important to spread the inspirational message. that I think every good Labour person intuitively feels. And even though a number of them have told me that our clarity on this issue of the connection between justice and peace has been a great boost to their own self-understanding and self-esteem even. So it's a beautiful message. It's not new, but because we're focusing on the Labour movement as the platform to publish and present this concept, I think it is a powerful force. So that's why we choose worthy, excellent people like yourself to spread the word and be a role model, which of course I know you will be. And all the other heartening thing to me is how deeply the honorees appreciate this prize. That has come as somewhat of a surprise to me, but it speaks again to the humility of the people we choose, which is also another encouraging sign for us, you know, because that's the way people, the good people react is, hey, I'm just doing my job. I really don't need a prize. And even President Trumka and many of the big names that we have honored, deeply, deeply moved. We've made a point of making sure that people would not be excluded, especially women from the labor movement, in the labor movement would not be excluded, especially minorities, Black women and Hispanic women. We've honored a number of them. And that also is very important to us because we know that even in the best of organizations, granting the history of any country, granting the history of America, we all know that groups had been left out that shouldn't have been. So we have a lot of catching up to do. I am proud, of course, of the huge achievement and contribution Irish Americans have made to the labor movement. But I'm also aware that in the past 100 years, other people were overshadowed and left out. So that's part of our mission to rectify that in so far as we can in by showing that nobody is being excluded from this honor.
Thank you, and I'm honored. So you've been listening to Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, President Local 237, our very special guest, Sean McManus, the founder and president of the World Peace Organization. And he's also the Irish National Caucus. Thank you, and I'll see you soon. DC, when we get this honor, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in again each and every Saturday at this same time for another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. The preceding pre-recorded program paid for by Teamsters Local 237.